No secret, we're in a Maha environment, and even before that, the focus on some of the tools that we use in agriculture have been in the radar screen anyway. Talk to me about how important that we're being proactive in that state.
Yeah, so at AMVAC, we're an American-based company, and we are a proven and trusted supplier of agricultural chemicals for the American growers, and we're also a global company, but right now I'm primarily going to focus on the American aspect here. And in these uncertain Maha times and re-registration reviews of some of these chemicals, one of the things that we are wanting to ensure at AMVAC is that we are working with the growers, the industry groups, to continue to advocate for the safe use of these products, and then work with our EPA to make sure they understand how these products are being used and how effective they are for our growers.
So talk to me about the conversation you have with the industry groups to move forward, that unified approach.
Yeah, so one of the things that we do, and I can use the Corn Growers Association or the Cotton Growers Association or soybean, potato, many of those. So what we'd like to do is they help be advocates for us as well, right, with their growers. So we can work with them using their grower contacts to make sure that our growers understand that we're fighting for them and that we're going to the EPA and educating the EPA on how to appropriately use these products, right? And so we're, as a unified front, we're much better than just the chemical organization going up there and trying to have a conversation with a vested interest, right? Because the grower organizations have the growers' well-being at heart, which we feel we do too as well. So us going up to DC together certainly puts a unified front and can show that we're all working in this together to continue to maintain these products that are so valuable for our growers.
Well, it seems like the weed pressure issue is just intensifying. We're having more and more challenges. If we don't have more tools or different tools to help us deal with that, it's going to be a tougher road to hoe.
Yes, certainly. Weed resistance is a big issue. Insect pest resistance, right? So as trying to maintain as many tools in the toolbox that we can have is absolutely critical, right? We need to be able to rotate chemistries, but we also need to continue to be able to innovate and have new products coming down the pipeline. And that is quite a significant cost for manufacturers or developers of chemistry. And so in order to support those costs, we've got to continue to be able to sell some of the products that are keeping us in the business now. So it all goes hand in hand, right? Innovation has to be driven by continuing to maintain a current business. So we got to support from a regulatory and education standpoint our current products so that we can work on developing and bringing forth new tools that can be incorporated into these programs that growers use.
Any final thoughts we didn't touch on?
Really just that we hope that growers can realize that we're out here fighting for them too, right? We're wanting to make sure that what they have is safe and effective, that we can be stewards for them, not only to help them learn how to effectively apply new products, but also that we're up there in Washington, D.C. I was there 3 weeks ago, and we're fighting with educating those people and that the lawmakers on how these products are used, and that the science backs a safe and effective pesticide.